Mishami Pei Adap Kol Pei. We'll do just Amin Aleph. Continue the new Perek tomorrow. It just continues with the discussion that we just had. When can a person a lokea or a mocha for that matter be pater the a person the owner of the field with peya by taking the peya? The Gemara discusses the two possibilities of what the Gemara Shaila is. Halokeach ma'u sheizake bepeya shimuteret materes asa'oimim shalmoicher. It was a peya that was mater the sheaves of the moicher from having to take peya. This was the thing that patered him. Lokeach wants to go ahead, it was an ani, wants to go ahead and take those, buying part of the field, he wants to take that peya as well, and that peya is going to exempt, is going to pater the moicher's omrim from peya. So in other words, since Lemaisa, when the person goes ahead, now he buys it, he pays. So when he's buying it, is he buying it the part of that's peya, because he's entitled to, because he's an ani, he's buying the part that's the peya from the moicher? Or do we say, no, that has nothing to do with that, since he only can buy separately. He's only buying what he buys that's not the part that the guy patras his peya. And then he could take it as an ani, he could take that additional piece, he could take that as an ani for the peya. But it's not that the purchase itself, the lokeach himself, is mezakin that peya. That wouldn't be part of the mechira. That lekara would seem to be unacceptable. Is that one wants to know what's halacha in such a case? Gemara says plukta rav nechamidu on the nasi. This is bemes machlekes tanoim, which we had in the end of the parak. We said that why? According to Rabbi, a person is allowed to go and take pay for himself. A buyer is allowed to if he's an ani. The nasi said you can't. And the lekara, the same shaila is why don't we say this halacha? You can't take it because we're afraid that people are going to go ahead and going to go and use every trick in the book to be able to avoid having to take payah. They'll go ahead. They won't let them go to the field where they're threshing the floor and go there, and he'll make sure that he's able to bypass that aniyim can't get there. And Mamela, therefore, it will be we'll exempt himself from being in the payah, pot himself from ever having to get payah. Therefore, he doesn't say we don't do that. But this machlokas and makar, the same thing over here with the lokeach who buys it. Can he in the purchase itself? Can he go ahead and take the part that he's buying and the pater, the peya for the meicher and the part that's still attached? That's the shiloh. What would be machlokas? The same machlokas whether Rav Yossi, Rabbi or Rav Yehuda Nasi, whether you're allowed to step into those shoes and be able to take it for yourself. So to my Mishnah, Kazuk. You went ahead and you concentrated half. You makdish half and you cut half. So what's the look? The person who comes has to give, you point that you have to give the whole thing, pay on the whole thing. Break the Brahma. Because boy, Sira Kutzalar, it's Mao. Interesting shot. What a person went ahead and harvested land that was within Eretz Yisrael with land that was outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's the local agabe that didn't pay it? Can you go ahead and as a chiyuv pay it when it's mixed together with land that comes from Chutz Laaretz? What is the case? The Mefroshim say to Menachem, a boat where you had a thing on it ready to harvest, things growing on the boat. Others say it was with Gvul Eretz Yisrael, the lady became part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the halacha is, can you sow ahead in that part, be pater, the payah that you're going to take from land that's clue in Eretz Yisrael? Shloi Tam, you shouldn't say, hekesh peto katzol lots of pater. You can't say the halacha would be, and I guess that a person makdish pater, the kotzia lords, but a person goes, hekdish is part, is exempt from the payah, and the halacha, things that go in Eretz Yisrael is also exempt from payah, pater from payah. Makdish chayiv, so hekesh chayiv, chutz lords chayiv, so the chutz lords chayiv also. So male, therefore, it would be a chayiv, bechiv of payah, would say the same thing that the hekdish is chayiv, once you put it, that part becomes the bechiv and peya. So too, the part that's chutzler, that's now an extra, also a chiv peya. Look over the same halacha. So Gemara says, Ashkan, Gemara said, no. Tani katzah katzah, let's get to chutzler. It says, Arzachem, not chutzler. So if it's a special gezeres hakasim that excludes land that out of Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with the hektish part of chutzler. That's all a chuyya. The question is, can you go ahead and take over, become now a chuyya to take pay even on the part that was originally hektish? However, here, it's nothing to do with that. Tarek smamayik, say Arzachem, la fuke chutzler. Therefore, it's not included in the drush, and therefore, you're part of from peya, any land that came from there. The Mishnah ends off, katzah, gizbah, katzah, katzah. What if the Gizbar went ahead and cut off half? It wasn't able to go ahead and harvest the rest of it, and someone came and redeemed the whole thing, was part of the whole thing. What's the halacha now? What's about the part that he wasn't able to be part to harvest yet? We say you mafish the katzir what's already cut, the part that's katzir on what's already considered harvested. Now for the makdish, now whatever niktas b'shus hektish is already parted from there. Once he parted, so now when the guy goes to be parted, he's parted from pay because it was already parted before pay. peyah from peyah, and therefore the halacha is that now it doesn't get a new chiyuv peyah, and you patur it just like the patur that he had before continues as well here now in the new piece as well. We'll continue from the new parak tomorrow.